Intervju Radija Študent.
Kultura po epidemiji v Heidelbergu. Intervju s Andrejo Edl. Heidelberg je jugozahodno nemško mesto s 160 tisoč prebivalci. Leži v zvezni deželi Baden-Württemberg in je znano po univerzi, ki so jo ustanovili davnega leta 1386. Gre za najstarejšo visokošolsko ustanovo v Nemčiji. Njen predavateljski kader pa so poleg Hegla sestavljali Jürgen Habermas, Hans-Georg Gadamer in Karl Jaspers. Pri slednjem je na oddelku za filozofijo leta 1929 doktorirala Hannah Arendt. Po drugi svetovni vojni je bil Heidelberg eno redkih nemških mest, ki ga zavezniki niso bombardirali. Leta 1952 je postal baza ameriške vojske v Evropi, kar je ostal do julija 2013. Dve leti zatem je vojska prostore izročila državi za civilno uporabo. Danes četrtino heidelberškega prebivalstva sestavljajo študenti, v običajnih letih pa se jim na kilometr dolgi glavni ulici pridruži več milijonov turistov. Nad mestom se dviga renesančni grad, v drevesnih krošnjah živi divja populacija zelenih afriških papig. Na nekarski plaži pa se pasijo sibirske labodje gosi. Po druženju z lokalnimi kulturniki sodeč je kariernih priložnosti glede na število prebivalcev veliko. Da ne bi bilo videti, da smo si mesto izmislili, smo se pogovarjali z umetnostno zgodovinarko in vodjo tamkajšnjega občinskega oddelka za kulturo, Andrejo Edl. Za začetek smo jo povprašali o izhodiščih kulturne politike mesta Heidelberg.
We have the opinion, we are convinced that culture and creativity is like the main motor or initiation of the development of the whole city. So also the economic development and the political development and the prosperity of the city is depending on how artists and culture creatives can live in Heidelberg and can develop and give their input, their creative input in the discussion in Heidelberg. This is our opinion. And therefore, Heidelberg is spending a lot of energy, of attention, of communication, and of also, of course, of money in supporting artists and culture creative industries.
Želeli pa smo si tudi konkretnejšo razlago, kako je financiranje kulturnega sektorja delovalo v času pandemije.
On the national level, there were the biggest projects realized immediately. In fact, they spent a lot of money to help, and this is still going on. From Berlin, money is reaching the artists and the cultural and creative industries. It is spread by the federal ministries, and it's really reaching the people.
Poleg denarja, ki ga torej pošilja Zvezno kulturno ministrstvo v Berlinu, imajo veliko vlogo pri razporejanju sredstev tudi federativna ministrstva in posamezne mestne administracije.
So in fact we have a national ministry of culture, which is very strong, very much engaged. Also they spent a lot of money and helped the artists and the cultural creative industries a lot during corona crisis with huge financial programs. And in addition to the national level and to the cities level in Germany, we have the federal estates. So Heidelberg is belonging to the federal estate of Baden-Württemberg, and there also a cultural ministry exists. They are deciding by themselves, by their own. Sometimes they are using money that is spread by the national government and decide how to spread it to the cities in their own town and to the people living in their own federal estate, Baden-Württemberg, but also they are inventing their own funding programs.
Ker v Sloveniji kulturni delavci še vedno čakajo na rebalans državnega proračuna in tako ni jasno, koliko denarja bo odmerjeno kateri instituciji, smo povprašali, ali se s podobno težavo soočajo tudi v Nemčiji.
Of course we did not stop the funds. Yeah. So we continue to fund even if it was difficult because when corona crisis broke down we could not really see how long it would last and what the financial consequences would be in total from corona crisis. Until today we still don't know this exactly, but for us in Heidelberg, as well as for the ministries in Baden-Württemberg and in the Ministry of whole Germany, it was very clear that the cultural system in Germany, and particularly in my town, Heidelberg, should be saved and should be enabled to follow their projects, to continue working to deliver the whole culture and the culture system into the future. And there were several different projects realized immediately to help.
Mestna kulturna pisarna se je ob pandemiji na primer povezala z gledališčem, ki je kljub nezmožnosti uprizoritev denar še vedno dobivalo od ministrstva. S projektom, ki so ga poimenovali Solo Fantastico, je mesto Heidelberg vsakemu performativnemu umetniku, ki je posnel enominutni video in ga naložil na internet, izplačalo 500 evrov. Projekt je bil na spletu širši javnosti predstavljen v sredini aprila. Udeležili pa so se ga številni ustvarjalci, ki so čez noč izgubili svoja prizorišča. Zanimalo nas je, ali so v času pandemije kulturni produkciji na mestni ravni namenili več denarja kot sicer.
We had some money in our budget planning, but we could not spend it in the usual way because in corona crisis no cultural events would have happened because this was not allowed. So we used the money we had and spread it into these projects and gave it to the artists. And the politicians and the city administration allowed us to do this, to switch the money from our usual funding into a special corona funding.
Kulturne institucije in javne agencije so v času pandemije neprekinjeno dobivale denar od državnega in federativnih kulturnih ministrstv, kljub temu, da so bili pogoji njihovega dela oteženi. Veliko vlogo pri organizaciji in distribuciji denarja pa ima mestna administracija. Zanimalo nas je, katere institucije so odgovorne za dotok finančnih sredstev na področju kreativne industrije.
The main focus point, in my opinion, is the city administration itself. Yeah, because the commitment to culture was developed in the city of Heidelberg by the people living here and by the politicians deciding in Heidelberg how culture should be developed. And in the city administration, we are certain institutions working together. So I'm the head of the cultural office of the city of Heidelberg. We are supporting the artists living here, and also we give fundings to people who want to make cultural events or cultural projects. Also, we are funding the cultural institutions working in Heidelberg, depending on private people and private initiatives.
Ker v Heidelbergu živi tudi veliko število priseljencev, je mesto ustanovilo in financira medkulturni center, ki se posveča različnim kulturnim produkcijam.
The second institution in Heidelberg related to culture is the so-called Intercultural Center. This is another institution of its own, depending to the city administration, dedicated to culture from international people living in Heidelberg.
Podporo dolgoročnemu investovanju v kulturi zagotavlja v mestu pisarna kulturnih in kreativnih industrij.
And the third institution dedicated to culture in the city administration is the office for supporting creative industries. They are also have some funding programs. This is the third institution with funding programs for culture, and they support enterprises or singular people working in the field of culture and creative industries and supporting them to get to enhance their enterprises, to get a stable financial development, and also to be able to make a long-term engagement in culture in Heidelberg. These are our three opportunities that we have in the city administration, and we are, of course, working closely together.
Ker je nemško mesto z Ljubljano pobrateno kot UNESCO-vo mesto literature, Edel za konec poudari povezanost med razvojem univerze in literature ter kulturi naklonjeno mestno administracijo.
Heidelberg developed as a culture city since hundreds of years. This development was initiated by the development of the university, or better, of the universities in Heidelberg and the surrounding. Therefore, a huge interest focus on literature developed, which included the whole population of Heidelberg, in fact. But recently, Heidelberg is committed to the cultural and creative industries and to the artists mainly living in Heidelberg in a particular way.
V Heidelbergu se je za Zoom sestanek v Ljubljani dogovorila Nika.
Intervju Radia Student.
89,3.
Megahertz.
89,3 MHz, da gibt's gute Wurst und ein bisschen Musik.
Aber natürlich.